Ukraine and pro-Russian separatists say they have reached a deal, a ceasefire deal, to end months of fighting in eastern Ukraine. They announced the agreement just this morning. It is due to go into effect right about now. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley is in the Ukrainian capital, Kiev, and joins us on the line. And Eleanor, what do we know about this deal at this point?
Well, David, like you said, it is going to go into effect right about now, 6 p.m. Ukrainian time. The Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko spoke, and he said he would ask his generals to stop fighting then. He said it's a 12-point plan with exact steps and a timeline in putting them in place. He said that he agreed what he detailed them with Russian President Vladimir Putin, so it was a joint action. But he said he stressed that it's based on the sovereignty and the integrity of Ukraine. And then he did say that it would include actually a great deal of decentralization. So these eastern provinces of Donetsk and separatists, you know, have been claiming they want to leave Ukraine. They will have much more autonomy with regard to culture, language, and the economy, said the president. So we can expect that they'll have greater freedom from Kiev's rule.
Sovereignty is a very powerful word. I mean, it sounds like these rebel groups who are fighting for, you know, to either separate or gain more sovereignty have really claimed a victory here. I mean, is there sort of a way to figure out which side has won in this deal?
Well, both sides have won in that the killing will stop. So, you know, Ukrainians won't be dying anymore on both sides of the divide. But, you know, people are still absorbing the news in Kiev. I'm in the capital of Ukraine. It's a very Western-looking region. People here look to Europe, not Russia. So there's a relief that the fighting will stop, but people are also saying, hey, look, okay, the fighting stopped, but part of our country is still in the hands of these separatists, you know. So we've gone through all of this and we're back to square one. What have we really gained? So there's a bit of unease about that here.
Well, I want to play a little bit of what we heard from Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko. He was speaking about this at the NATO summit in Wales, talking about some of the concessions that you were just talking about, decentralized government and language rights. Let's hear a little bit.
Including the decentralization of power, including the speciality and the certain districts of the Donetsk and Luhansk region for the economic freedom, guaranteed the rights for use any languages on this territory, and defend the cultural tradition.
I mean, Eleanor, I know people are still absorbing this, but if you're a Ukrainian citizen, you hear your president basically saying, I'm giving away this and that to separatist forces. I mean, if you're a citizen, do you feel like something has been achieved
right here?
Well,
I was actually watching him speak with a Ukrainian, and his eyes just sort of got wide, like sort of like, you know, is he giving away the store? You know, I have to say, there is so much suspicion over President Putin here. People just think he has ulterior motives and that he's not going to stop. So people are just really wondering what his next move will be. And I would say at this very moment, people are probably thinking, God, what did we get out of this? But I've been told over and over that the one thing that this conflict has done, it has developed and cemented a sense of Ukrainian identity. There wasn't really one before. The Soviet Union dissolved. But Ukrainians now, at least in the West, they know who they are. They know what they want. They know what their culture stands for and what it doesn't stand for. And that is one thing that this conflict has done.
And I guess that is an optimistic way to look at it. You know, just in the few seconds we have left, an interesting thing here. I mean, Vladimir Putin involved in these negotiations, but Putin has said all along that Russian forces are actually not involved in the conflict. I mean, interesting that he's part of this.
Absolutely. And several Ukrainians have also mentioned that. They said, well, why is Russia signing this agreement, you know, if they have nothing to do with the fighting? So absolutely. There's, you know, in Kiev, there's not too many people who like Putin.
All right. That's NPR's Eleanor Beardsley joining us from Kiev, talking about a ceasefire deal between Ukraine and pro-Russian separatists. Eleanor, thanks a lot.
Thank you, David.